For decades, at 2 o'clock every Wednesday afternoon, Kodiak has heard this sound. It's a weekly test that sort of sounds like something out of an old World War II movie, but it's a tsunami warning siren, a signal for households in Kodiak's low-lying areas to move to higher ground. The problem, says Mayor Pat Branson, the system is getting old.
I don't want to be swallowed up by a 34-foot tsunami wave. I want to be able to evacuate. We're very vulnerable here.
In recent years, the city council has had complaints that some of the sirens don't work anymore. But Police Chief Tim Putney says they're not easy to fix.
It's getting very difficult to find components. It's expensive. It's older technology. A lot of times you're getting used components.
The original sirens were installed back in the mid-1980s, then a few added in the early 90s that run on a computer operating system that most people are glad to see gone.
They can only be programmed through DOS, which is obsolete, so it would be very difficult if the need arose to be able to reprogram those.
But soon, this won't be a problem anymore. This month, the city will begin to replace the sirens. The new ones will have big speakers that look like a stack of little round white UFOs that will go up on 50-foot poles, much taller than the old alarms, which Chief Mulliken says will help prevent the emergency dispatch center from getting flooded with calls.
Once this system is complete, when the system is hit, you will hear it a lot louder.
The new system has a lot of other advantages. It can send out different tones. This one is for a tsunami alert. There's also an all-clear tone to let people know they can stand down and go home. The new system can also play recorded messages in English as well as Spanish and Tagalog, languages you hear a lot in Kodiak. These messages will provide updates on what's going on, which Chief Mulliken says will help prevent the emergency dispatch center from getting flooded with calls.
Having the pre-recorded messages really helps out dispatch because they're also answering hundreds and hundreds of phone calls. The more we can automate it for them, the better our service is to respond to the citizens' needs.
The sirens can also be used selectively. If, for example, there's a chemical spill, this tone would go off, but only in the affected neighborhoods. The new system also talks to the dispatch center. During tests, each siren can signal back that it's functioning properly. Public safety officials can also use the system to broadcast messages live, if need be. But what the new system won't do is eliminate the need for human involvement. The sounds are not quite loud enough to be heard indoors in all homes, especially those with thick walls and a lot of insulation. So expect to see police and other emergency workers go door to door during tsunami alerts to evacuate people. And even if the sounds are different, the new system won't change one thing, the need to be prepared. The new sirens will still sound off in Kodiak every Wednesday afternoon at 2, lest we forget that the 1964 earthquake swept away Kodiak's downtown waterfront completely. In Kodiak, I'm Rhonda McBride.